Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about ICE's $30 million contract with Palantir for an immigration surveillance platform, Immigration OS. It's a bit of a doozy.
Whoa, $30 million? That's a hefty sum. So what's this Immigration OS all about? Is it like a super-powered tracking system?
Essentially, this article from Wired lays it out. ICE wants near real-time data on self-deportations. And help choosing who to deport next. They're prioritizing visa overstays.
Near real-time tracking of self-deportations, how would that even work? It sounds like a pretty invasive level of surveillance.
Right? The article doesn't get into the specifics of the data collection methods, but it does say that ICE wants to accurately report metrics on departures. I'm curious to see what technologies Palantir is bringing to the table.
Me too. Palantir's been working with ICE for quite some time, hasn't it?
Since 2011. This new contract, though, marks a significant expansion of their collaboration. ICE claims Palantir is the only company capable of delivering this technology so quickly.
That's interesting. It raises the question of why no other vendor could meet these demands. Is it a unique technology Palantir has, or just faster development times?
Good question. The article mentions Palantir's deep institutional knowledge of ICE's operations as a key factor. It's not clear if there are technological barriers too, but they are apparently updating a case management system that Palantir's been providing since 2014.
So this Immigration OS has three main functions, right? Targeting and enforcement, self-deportation tracking, and something about streamlining the deportation process.
Exactly. The immigration lifecycle process function. It's all about efficiency, making deportations smoother, logistically, you know?
Streamlining deportations? That sounds like a euphemism for something potentially very harsh.
I agree. The whole thing feels a bit Orwellian. ICE is justifying this by citing an urgent and compelling need to target gangs like MS-13 and comply with Trump's deportation orders.
So this isn't just about visa overstays, it's connected to broader immigration enforcement efforts as well?
Precisely. And the article links it to the Trump administration's recent push for self-deportation, including the revocation of temporary parole for over 500,000 people.
Wow, that's a massive number of people. This whole situation seems ethically complicated, to say the least.
Definitely. And remember, this all comes on top of Palantir's existing work with ICE, which already includes incredibly detailed search capabilities for individuals.
So with this $30 million boost, it seems like Palantir's role in immigration enforcement is only going to grow. This warrants further investigation.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining me in this discussion. It's vital to stay informed about these developments. We'll definitely be keeping an eye on this story as it unfolds. Until next time, goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.